All right, there's no justification whatsoever, says the Gauteng Department of Social Development, for abandoning babies. This comes after two babies were found dumped in rubbish bins on Monday morning in Fourways and Roodepoort. But spare a thought for the young mother who is in a relationship with an older man. You got into this relationship because he promised you the world. He promised to take care of you. He promised to take care of your family. And for a time, this is what he did. You're in a family where perhaps there is no breadwinner. No one is employed. Nobody knows where the next meal is going to come from. You want an education. You want to get far. You want to get ahead in life. You don't want to find yourself in this position ever in the future again. Certainly, you don't want your child to have gone through what you went through. Or you are a victim of a sexual assault, and there's incredible shame and there's a lack of support around how you are going to manage this pregnancy. Is it as simple then as the department saying they provide condoms, they provide education? There should be no justification for this sort of thing. We're joined now by Nadine Grabham, who's the operations director and spokesperson of Door of Hope Children's Mission. Do you agree with the Gauteng Department of Social Development, Nadine?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Just run that by me again.
Do you agree with the Department of Social Development in Gauteng, who says there's no justification whatsoever for abandoning a baby? And they're saying they do provide education, they provide condoms, they provide all kinds of assistance, and certainly organizations like Door of Hope are able to assist. Do you agree with that assertion?
I wouldn't say that I completely agree with the Department of Social Development and with, you know, the things that are being done with regards to education and providing free condoms. I don't think that it's possible to reach everybody in Gauteng or South Africa, especially the rural areas where I think abandonment is quite high. There's also some challenges that some of the mothers face, especially if they are immigrants in South Africa, where they face challenges by being questioned when they get to clinics for birth control or, you know, giving birth to a baby and giving that baby up for adoption. Just from experience and speaking to some of the mothers, that as soon as they mention the word adoption, they get sort of emotionally attacked by some of the people that work in the clinics. I'm not saying that's the case for everybody, but that is cases that we've come across. So just to provide condoms and sexual education, I don't think is going to solve the issue of child abandonment in South Africa. The issue is just too big.
Because really, the fact that of any baby who's abandoned really is a reflection of just how desperate so many of these women find themselves.
It's definitely a reflection. I think for a mother to abandon her baby in a safe place, like the door of her baby bin or in front of a baby house where they know people can take care of their baby, that's definitely a concerned mother desperately looking for help because she can't look after her baby herself. Then there's the abandonment where babies are left in rubbish bins to die. They're left in toilets. They're left in open cells. We've had babies that have come to us where the rats have started chewing on them. Now, that is the type of abandonment that we just cannot understand and comprehend. How do mothers do that? Is it a case of prostitution, drugs, alcohol, where there's just absolutely no care whatsoever? Is it a case of a mother that has been raped and she absolutely hates the child she's carrying? But I think that is where we need to start working on is those fields where mothers are so full of hatred or so desperate or so addicted to something that they just actually don't care about a little baby's life.
Are we as a society doing enough to let men take ownership of their contribution to these situations?
I don't think so. We have a lot of cases where, like you said earlier, where mothers come and the father of the baby has promised the world to this mother, but then when push comes to shove and the mother does fall pregnant, she finds out that the father of her child is actually married with other children, and it's often a case where the mother is left alone and the father is nowhere to be found and runs away pretty quickly.
All right, Nadine Grabham from the Door of Hope Children's Mission, the director and spokesperson.